them conceive it. I don't care.
Okay. Well, we're live. Welcome back to The High Kind. It's me, Huntley. I'm with Andy, David, and Caitlin. And we're talking about wrinkles. And
in time.
No, and okay. Time.
Wrinkles in time. Right,
I just wanted to make it sound better.
Wrinkles in subspace.
That's much better.
Yeah. Wrinkles in subspace.
Caitlin, you're trying to quit smoking, as you just told me.
Trying and doing a poor job at it. I'm currently on my second one in 2 days, though. So
I gotcha.
It's like not a total L.
What happens after you smoke weed? Do you really want a cigarette?
Actually, the issue right now is that I've had a couple glasses. That's really what I'm on.
Gotcha. Yeah. See, my issue
most of the time.
When I quit smoking for the year and a half that I quit smoking, I went straight edge because every single thing made me want a fucking cigarette. Like, I couldn't smoke weed, couldn't drink any kind of booze because immediately I was like, I really want a cigarette. I couldn't even drink fucking coffee. That's when I really started drinking Red Bulls, was when I quit smoking.
Yeah, I won't have to put down the weed. I might have to put down the alcohol. Weed thankfully doesn't do that to me.
Yeah, so. See, they're all interconnected to me. Any, like, form of habit that I have, I guess, it's just, like, I immediately want a cigarette afterwards. Hence why I haven't bothered trying again. And, fuck it, I'm not gonna stop.
Pandemic might be a bad time to try to
Constantine,
quit.
Everyone.
It's the sunk cost fallacy.
Yeah. Constantine. Yeah, I'm basically Constantine. Yeah. I'm just like, no, I'm going to keep smoking.
Constantine.
Yeah, I'm going to keep smoking cigarettes. Everybody's just like, and they're like, don't you want to live to be like 80? And I'm like, no, I don't. I'm being honest here. I want to make it where, like, 60, 70, cool, but after that, mm-mm. Yeah. I'm good. I have a thing with old people already, and me being that old is kind of like a nightmare scenario to me. What?
No, I'm just laughing.
And yeah, like I already like have this thing where if like, I'm sorry, I'm gonna be mean for a second, but like old people finger. Like their skin, like how it feels, like the clammy, sweaty, wrinkly shit. It gives me the ugh. And so imagine me having those fingers and just trying to do the most basic of tasks and just cringing every time. So yeah, that's why. That like that's what when people are like, you need to quit smoking if you're gonna live to be like 75, 80. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Maybe I'll change my mind. Maybe I'll change my mind somewhere. But where I stand right now.
And just stop giving a shit.
And see, that's the other thing. That's the other thing is that, like, Alzheimer's runs in my family. So.
There you go.
Maybe I'll make it to that age and I just won't remember anything. And I'll just be like, fuck it. And everything will be funny to me again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of cool, too. You kind of return to being a child, but.
I don't know.
Yeah. I would. If I ever got Alzheimer's, I think after, I don't know, after seeing my grandfather go through it, I'm like, no, I'm just going to opt out.
Yeah.
Reset.
I kind of feel the same way. So let's get off this dark path. How's everybody doing?
I'm doing all right. Looking into candle making.
That's fun.
Hobby and potentially side income. So
cool.
Yeah, making candles.
What kind of scents are you gonna do?
I don't know. Probably like cedar, like woodsy kind of stuff for incense.
You should do one called Sex Motel and and Case. Yeah. And sanatorium, haunted sanatorium.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, music case.
That episode,
music case. That's a wonderful scent.
That episode on Locke today,
like,
by
like
the way.
Petroleum. Do what?
That episode.
Petroleum.
That episode on Locke today, so it's live.
Yeah, I can imagine just like a big styrofoam case just smells like just like pure like gasoline, like unrefined.
No, it's like leather polish.
Leather polish?
Yeah, or like.
Or that's not too bad, I guess.
Like maybe another kind of polish. Right? If you have a brass instrument or a metal instrument, then it'll be that kind of polish too. Look, yeah. I was in marching band in middle school and high school. Okay.
I'll take your word for it, but no, you know how like certain like plastic or styrofoam just smells like raw petroleum, like the really low quality shit.
No, I don't know, maybe I don't know what you're talking about, actually.
Okay. No. No.
It's usually like packing stuff.
No, I've never smelled any packing material of any kind that smells like petroleum.
I'm just insane then. Okay. We'll just go with that.
Or you have super smell.
Maybe, smell. Yeah. And
I am Claire
Smelliant.
Claire Smelliant. Claire Smelliant. Oh God! Smelling the dinosaurs from millions of years ago.
He's not smelling the styrofoam. He's smelling the fucking fossils.
go to davidrusty.com. Buy the candle. Old dinosaurs.
Old dinosaurs.
Now. Old dinosaur fossil.
That's there might be a couple of like dinosaur people out there that are just like. That would get their rocks off. They're just like, it smells like the fossils as they're just plowing.
Probably. You know what would... Holy shit.
Paleontologist, maybe.
No. I've got my first customer for that. No, it's not paleontologist. It's going to be the Creationist Science Museum. I'm going to sell them a whole bunch of fucking dinosaur fossil candles. And they're gonna
never got to go there.
Is it still open or is it... Did they finally shut that bitch down?
I am sure that it is still open, but I'm going to check.
I mean... You know, COVID, they don't believe in COVID, so they probably...
I mean, they're probably very much open. They're probably very much open.
Like, for sure.
Field trip.
I would totally do an episode there.
They're still open. Yeah, they don't give a shit.
Called it.
What are y'all talking about?
The Creationist Museum in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Like... Mm.
They believe Jesus rode a brontosaurus.
The Earth is only 6,000 years old. Adam and Eve coexisted with dinosaurs.
Exactly. You know. Ancient humans coexisted with T-Rexes and shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, that would be badass. I don't want to alienate anybody, and to me, all religions are cults, so good on ya.
All right. So.
We'll see.
Now go on.
Now that we've alienated like all of our listeners,
I mean,
no,
we've got like specific states on our hit list. Now, like every religion is like,
Utah still at 1%.
No, I think that everybody should be able to believe whatever they want to believe. Truly,
but they're stupid for believing it.
No,
I mean, they still have the right.
Not your path.
They still have the right.
Yeah, not your path.
Not your path. Well, speaking of Utah, so we talked about this briefly on Monday, but it didn't make it into the episode. But the Utah metal monolith, a 10-foot metal beam, had been reported Monday in Utah on private property. And this comes from the Arizona Central. Photos of the monolith were shared by the department, showing an approximately 10-foot metal column with four sides. The surface is shiny, but does not appear to be reflective. And while, basically, this is how it was spotted. While on this mission, they spotted an unusual object and landed nearby to investigate further. So, David, you told me they were herding sheep or hunting sheep or something in a helicopter.
Herding sheep.
And the crew members found a metal monolith installed in the ground in a remote area of Red Rock. There was no obvious indication of who installed the monolith, but reminded the public that it's illegal to install structures or art without authorization on federally managed public lands, no matter what planet you're from. Oh, clever Arizona Central. We're almost 100% sure this installation attempt of some kind, the Utah Department of Public Safety spokesman Nick Street told USA Today. Not an attempt. They successfully installed it in the Red Rock in southeast Utah. The exact location of the installation was not disclosed due to its remote area in an effort from attempting to locate it. Yeah, that didn't really work out so well because the internet was flooded with Instagram, Twitter posts, TikToks of people just fucking chilling next to this shit, climbing on it. And the reason why they said it was there is a significant possibility that people may become stranded and require a rescue. Well, I don't think any of those people required rescues, and they found this monolith just fine. Now, that wasn't the only thing. There's all sorts of theories of what this thing was about. Many people found it as just like honoring 2001 Space Odyssey because it looks exactly like the beginning of it, the metal monolith at the beginning of 2001. And other people were just thinking hipster art display. And then, of course, you had people thinking aliens. Aliens installed it. Now, no artist or anyone has claimed it for that matter. Now, this is where it gets weird. On Sunday, the day we're recording this, well, it's Monday now, but on Sunday, it disappeared completely. The Bureau of Land Management reported the disappearance Saturday, making it clear it was not the work of a federal agency. So, the federal government did not take this, from what they're saying.
The state Bureau of Land Management also said they didn't remove it.
Yeah. So nobody,
federal or state.
Nobody, like state, federal, nobody has admitted to removing it. The Bureau of Land Management reported the disappearance Saturday, making it clear it was not the work of federal agencies or any state government. We have received credible reports that the illegally installed structure referred to as the monolith has been removed from the Bureau of Land Management's public lands by an unknown party, the agency said in its Facebook statement. The BLM did not remove the structure, which is considered private property. The case has been passed on to the local sheriff's office. I'm sure it's going to get solved now, everybody.
Oh, God.
The San Juan County Sheriff's Office wrote on its Facebook page that it was aware of the missing monolith. And while we take all reports of crime seriously, we do not have the proper resources to devote much time to the appearance and subsequent disappearance of the structure that was discovered in the remote area of public lands within our county. However, with hundreds visiting the area
like
during
two of them,
yeah, it's probably yeah, like great. It is probably the Mormon version of Andy Griffith and fucking Barney, and they're just like, "What the fuck do you want us to do about this?" like they didn't ask for this, and now suddenly they're just like, everybody's driving us crazy about this hipster art expression. And they think it's a goddamn alien, and they want our department of two people to solve this shit? Get the fuck out of here!
You have to give them a small amount of respect for actually having the balls to be like, we don't have this shit to deal with this.
Yeah.
What do you guys want us to do? Good on you. Good on you.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
However.
The next step.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. The next step is fucking the missing 411 documentary crew is going to come in, and they're going to investigate what happened to the monolith, and then the FBI is going to come knocking on everyone's doors shortly afterwards.
Yeah.
And then ancient aliens.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. That's when the real aliens arrive. After the FBI.
This shows you how like how little fucks or how desperate they are. I can't tell which one it is with the San Juan County Sheriff's Office. However, with hundreds visiting the area during the last few days, perhaps someone saw something suspicious. If you recognize anyone from the lineup provided as being in the area of the strange structure on the night of November 27th, please let us know. They're just like, we have no idea how to even start this shit.
They just pulled up a list of people that have been known for stealing things, like warrants, and they're just like, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Like, that's the thing, is, like, because of this, this entire monolith shit is going to die. Nobody's going to care, because the cops are just like, ah, fuck it!
We need to outsource this investigation.
Yeah, outsource. Oh God! Like, what's the guy that owns Skinwalker Ranch?
Bigelow, or used to?
Yeah, that Please used to own Skull. Yeah, the yeah.
Bigelow.
Yeah, he's already got his guys on searching for this monolith, this fucking jewel pod looking fucking thing that people think is aliens.
Jewel pod.
It's not. It's I think it was somebody that just made a big fucking jewel and just says like artistic expression. They probably never watched 2001 or anything. They're just like, I'm just gonna make a jewel pod and put it in the middle of this fucking canyon. And then people like are dumb asses because we're so desperate for some kind of good news in 2020. We're just like, aliens!
Or just something interesting besides COVID or the goddamn politics.
Yeah.
Just anything. I really hope that the aliens just got interested or curious and want to fuck with everybody and just came and took it. Like, yeah. I know they didn't put it there. I know it's man-made. The aliens came and got it.
The aliens.
They're like, fuck you guys. It's ours now.
That's the twist. Yeah. Oh, that would be amazing. Yeah. The twist. The aliens came and got it. They're just like, these stupid fucks really think we put a jewel pod in the middle of fucking Utah out of all places. Fuck it. Just take it. Let's fuck with them. Let's roll with it.
Oh, please let that be the case.
And one more little news nugget. Well, two more, actually. But this comes from the New York Post. And this is this is not going to end well, whatever they're fucking doing. During a study, the Japanese and German researchers injected a gene called ARHGAP11B, which directs stem cells in the human brain into the dark matter into monkey fetuses. They found that primates' brains soon became more human-like by developing larger and more advanced neocortexes, the area that controls cognition and language, according to the study published in June. According to images released by the researchers, the modified monkeys' brains nearly doubled in size in 100 days of gestation, apparently faster than mine. And we found indeed that the neocortex of the common marmoset brain was enlarged and the brain surface folded. I've seen this before.
Okay. I have so many issues with this.
I have a lot of issues too with it, but at the end of the day, I've seen this before.
This movie.
Well, besides the fact that the monkeys are going to take over the goddamn world, aren't stem cells like pretty fucking expensive and difficult for people to get their hands on and can actually help like human beings that need them right now? And we don't need to be fucking wasting them on goddamn turning monkeys into things that are going to take us all over instead of giving them to the goddamn humans that need them right now.
Yeah.
Okay. It used to be expensive. I don't think it's as bad.
Yeah, I think it's gone down significantly, but we're basically giving monkeys super soldier serum.
This is not a good idea.
No.
This fits from my ongoing theories. My theory is that all fiction that has been written about the future, both utopian and dystopian, and that includes Planet of the Apes, you know, is all coming true.
Mm-hmm.
It's all manifesting all at once. And that's why we live in a mixture of Fahrenheit 451, 1984, Brave New World. Now we got Planet of the Apes. You know, I mean,
I think you have to add The Handmaid's Tale onto that too. Although I haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm. See, it's all like it's all there. None of them are like completely over like control over the destiny of the planet, but they're all there a little bit, right? They're all like in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was this, go ahead.
I was going to say it's like Cabin in the Woods, but instead of like a collection of monsters, it's just like the collection of all timelines intersecting into this world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's kind of what's good. Yeah, that's a very good way of putting it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my theory. And this kind of fits, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, out of all the things in the world to experiment with right now, why are we making monkeys smarter?
Right.
Like,
because we can, huh?
Because we can, Jesus Christ. I know we can. Now,
that intelligence and energy could be directed into so many bigger, more problematic things going on right now.
Yeah.
I mean, a monkey army, cybernetic monkey armies don't build themselves, okay? Sometimes you got to get your hands dirty.
Thankfully.
And you got to start genetically
thankfully.
Engineering super smart, God. You know, animals. And build arm, and then make them cyborgs with laser beams. And
can we get a petition to stop that?
let's go to change.org and make a petition.
Yeah. Please. Change that. Yeah, that'll get that'll us real it. Far.
Right. Yeah. That'll help, right?
That'll help, right? I mean, yeah, it
totally.
It got us a season two of Firefly. Oh wait, no, it didn't.
they gave Alex Jones so much shit for talking about chimeras, right?
Like, I loved
the
it.
Blending of human and animal
You're
DNA.
You're gonna get so much hate by talking about Alex Jones.
Hold on. Alex Jones is he's a crazy guy, but he's sometimes I think one of those
insane.
Yeah, but I think he sometimes goes so far down the rabbit hole into madness that he pulls some shit out, and every now and then there's a gem, right? And that was one of those things that those experiments were going on at the time, right? Mm-hmm. Like they were like blending pigs and human DNA together, right?
Yeah.
And now, you know, like everyone called him crazy for that shit, and now they're like just openly just like, by the way, everyone, we just blended a human and a ape together. Have a good day. Like, okay.
And
I guess that's the time we live in.
And I'm going to give my opinion of Alex Jones real quick. Alex Jones, pre the false flag attack shit of Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
I could get behind. Like Alex Jones, like when we all lived together.
Back in the day.
I enjoyed Alex Jones.
He was still a bit of a rebel.
Yeah.
I think at that time too. I think he became, too mainstream.
He became way too mainstream. And then when he started latching on to like the Republican Party, when he had been like speaking out against both parties for years, that's when he lost me.
Yeah.
And he's Bill Hicks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's Bill Hicks.
He's Bill Hicks.
Let's keep that one going.
Keep that one going. Alex Jones is Bill Hicks.
You heard it here.
Yeah, you heard it here. We have confirmation that he is Bill Hicks.
I don't think Bill Hicks would like
we have
anonymous.
I know, but he's Bill Hicks. It's like it's the
anonymous sources.
Yeah, anonymous sources. Super secret people in NASA told us that
Secret space program
that Alex Jones is Bill Hicks, and in 2025 he is going to just host a stand-up special and reveal himself as Bill Hicks, and it's going to be like the longest, greatest joke of all time. You heard
Especially
it here first.
For his kids.
Yep. Yeah. And this message was delivered by the blue chicken avian people, you know, the secret space program thing, the Corey Good thing. It was delivered by one of them. So just so you know, it's the real deal.
It's the real deal.
So how many of our listeners have we alienated now?
I don't know.
Shitting on every group.
Well, let's do two things that I've come across this past week. And this one's, I don't know what to think of it, but I'm going to read it to you anyways. But this is from a person that wants to go by John, so he's going to be called John Wick.
John Wick
3.0. Yeah, John Wick, Dear guys, I think I was abducted by aliens in 2017.
Okay. I'm with it.
Strong start. I know it sounds weird, but let me try to explain. I was on a camping trip with three other friends. This wasn't a regular camping area. No, sorry. This was a regular camping area where other locals and lots of campers would go to. So it was not in a remote location or out of the way from where I live. One night, The four of us were sitting around a fire drinking when one of my friends pointed to the sky to see an object hovering above us. It had bright lights coming from it, but it wasn't bright enough where it blinded us because it was that high in the sky. Basically, that's what I'm trying to understand here. That is the last I remember. But my friends claimed that I suddenly fell asleep, and at first they thought I had passed out from drinking, because we were drinking. But they said I started to talk out loud as if I was talking to someone. This lasted for about 5 minutes with my friends all screaming at me, one of them shaking me awake. When I woke up, the object was gone and I had a strange fuzzy feeling over me as if I wasn't completely there. My friends were so worried about me that we ended our camping trip early.
Were there hallucinogens involved?
Not that they said, but there was drinking.
Hallucinogens.
It sounds like a lot of drinking if they were like, oh, he might be passed out and just...
Well, no, apparently the friends were worried about it, and the friends were just like, well, what the fuck? Why did you suddenly pass out?
Yeah. Okay, so they're good friends.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. I think maybe homeboy got a little too drunk and fucking passed out.
He might have had an out-of-body experience of some kind.
That's the only reason why I actually put this one on the show was, like, my brain was like... Maybe they didn't abduct his body, but his astral body.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And that's who he was communicating with when he was talking. Didn't really tell me what they said, but I don't think it was unimportant because he didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
But
well,
I've heard of other things like that where people see bright lights and they just kind of fall asleep. It's like happened in several... stories of like people seeing shit in their bedroom where they're just like they're wide awake and then suddenly they're asleep when the bright light hits them and they wake up and they're there. And now, like, they assume that their body's being taken, but we don't know that for sure.
Right.
They just don't remember shit.
It is totally possible that it's always just your astral.
Yeah.
Unless there's another person that's there to watch as you physically go and, you know, disappear or go into the spaceship or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Or they have like an advanced version of BitTorrent that downloads people's collectiveness.
Oh, that's interesting.
I want that client.
I want that client too. It'd be real hard to track.
Like, forget RFID theft. It's just like mind theft. That's
mind theft.
Worry about now.
Shit. That'd be
it's like Jim Carrey and
Eternal Sunshine and Spotless Mind.
No, it's the Riddler.
The Riddler. Oh,
Riddler?
See, I was going with a good movie.
Oh god, yeah.
Fuck yeah, no. That's where my mind
Joel Schumacher, man. Yeah.
Joel Schumacher.
It's in that series. That series took a dive when he took over.
Yeah, it did. Well, he produced the first two.
I know. Decent. He's just not good after
that. No, he's not good after that. But he also directed Falling Down, and Falling Down's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
It's a fucking good
movie.
I own that movie. Yeah, it's
I've never.
I have a bad
movie.
Day.
That's I a had movie. A bad day.
Neither have I.
Like anytime I've had a bad day, that's one to watch.
Yeah, I just like the scene where he's at like their equivalent of
burger.
McDonald's. Yeah, burger, mm-hmm. And he wants a sausage biscuit, and they won't sell it to him, and then he gets a burger, and he fucking loses his shit, and accidentally fires his gun.
Oh my god!
It ends up being a hostage.
Accidentally,
It's a good movie. Oh, it's such a good movie. But
he gets his food.
Yeah.
The sausage.
So there's a happy ending.
No, he gets a burger. They don't give him the sausage biscuit because they changed.
Well, then he didn't get his food.
I mean...
He changes his mind in the middle of it.
Yeah.
He goes, you know what? Oh. You know what? I do want a burger.
Yeah.
It's a great scene.
Okay, whatever. Yeah.
I'm gonna post that scene in the chat.
Please do.
Worth watching.
Now, but on to our friend John. Andy, your thoughts. Bullshit or
I divined about it already. She said it was true for what that's worth, which could just be saying basically from this person's from their perception,
from their experience,
right? From their experience, this is they're being truthful. Mm-hmm. So,
like, no disrespect, John. It's just like if you were sober when you were doing this, I would have been like, yeah. But the minute you said drinking, that put that down on me because I've drank enough where I'm like, I feel fine. Then I'm like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, also the whole idea of the astral body being taken, there's quite a bit to that. And a lot of the shamanic like traditions and stories I've read about where they basically go to these planes where these beings live, right? Where they exist, mm-hmm. what we call UFOs or aliens. And they often will have surgery done to them, right? But it's spiritual surgery, which sounds weird, but you have an astral body, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, energy body, whatever you want to call it. And they talk about crystals being placed in certain parts of their bodies to enhance the shaman's abilities to be a better healer, things like that. So there's, and then if you go to the dark side of it, you have the people who, you have the abduction stories where people get implants and microchips and things like that, and they feel like they have these things inside them. And what it could be is that it's more like their energy body has these maybe tracking devices or whatever on them, which is also perfect camouflage for these entities, right? You know, I don't know, just a thought, but, so yeah, it's certainly feasible that that could have just been an out of body experience, of some sort. Yeah. Which is just as cool in my book and doesn't necessarily rule out the whole UFO part of it either.
No.
So,
right.
Yeah.
They both could be true.
And it, I mean, depending on how drunk everybody was, if everybody that was camping all saw the UFO, he could have still been abducted if he was drunk. I mean, you know, it's not to say both aren't possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Especially, I mean, if, well, Huntley, I don't know if you've divined about it, but I don't know. I like to trust the divination.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if she says that the story is at least accurate.
Yeah.
Is this a true way you divined?
I didn't catch the, you said John, right?
Didn't want to use his real name.
Okay, cool. I was curious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of my thoughts in general too. Like, it could be both, and I take it, you know, I guess take their word for it
because, yeah, I mean, like,
other, you know,
the only thing I was just like, because I've read alcohol, other people that have had other experiences, just like the drinking thing to me was the one thing that made me go, eh, I don't know.
Yeah, but the other thing too is drugs in general can kind of loosen the veil a little bit. You know, certain ones more than others, obviously. You know, there's things like DMT that just strap you into a cannon and blow you right through that veil into the other realms, basically. But there's, you know, more ones that I think just kind of more gently do it. Alcohol certainly does. Although I think alcohol attracts more negative spirits, negative energy.
It's definitely a depressant.
Yeah, and it's
why I don't drink anymore.
Yeah, then the energy at bars is always terrible, for me at least. And I work, you know, I've worked at one for a long time, so it's, that's always fun. But you know, alcohol, the origin of its name, if I remember, is Arabic, but it has, it's something to do with actual, like, with ghouls, like the inner ghoul or something like that. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it easily, the alcohol could have just helped the situation happen, too. Alcohol also relaxes you, so in out-of-body experiences, it's usually important to be in kind of a somewhat sleep paralysis state, right? So, who knows? But, yeah. I agree. It could have been.
Holy shit. Al-Kul. It's the word alcohol is said to come from the Arabic term Al-Kul, which means body eating spirit.
Yeah, the ghoul. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the ghoul.
Yeah, the idea basically that it releases the inner ghoul, right? You know, like, yeah. Which, and that's not true, I think, of all alcohol, but I think of especially of spirits, right? Hence the name, right? It's more true of that, right? Like, you drink beer and wine and things like that. Like, I feel, this is just my own personal opinion and experience. Like, I feel, especially with wine, I feel like happier, right? And I'm generally happier drunk, but like, liquor is just too hard to like just get fucked up on it, you know? Like, it's just, it's a totally different kind of drunk than, you know, drinking beer or wine. Obviously, they're all bad. But.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Is like, I guess I shouldn't say I gave up drinking. It's not like I ever drank a lot. But I drink maybe like twice a year, if that.
Yeah.
And it's just because it does nothing for me. It just doesn't. I'd rather have cannabis.
Mm. Yeah. Any day.
I genuinely enjoy some alcohol.
Yeah, I really like judgment on it.
I didn't think you were. I'm just like, I really like cannabis, but I wouldn't want to give up either, you know, because especially like if I'm having like steak and something like a really heavy meal like that, I love having a good glass of red wine or Italian food. Like it's hard for me to eat a nice, good Italian meal without a glass of red wine. Yeah. But
pairings are always good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I genuinely enjoy the taste of it. It's not because I'm drinking a bottle of red wine to get fucked up. I enjoy the taste, you know.
Yeah.
The experience.
Yeah,
and these are the, you know, proper ways to handle it, right? Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, the only alcohol I have in this house is I have absinthe and mead I made.
Oh god. Yeah.
And the absinthe.
I've never had absinthe before.
The absinthe I have.
I love it.
I don't drink, but I have absinthe for a ritual.
Hmm.
That's the only reason why I have it. And
do you drink wormwood, it you can ritual?
Do. Hmm?
Do you like drink? Do you consume it during the ritual?
Yes.
Or is it used for a different part? Oh, okay.
Yes, I consume it and an herbal.
Does it make you trip?
No.
Absinthe you buy in the store doesn't have enough of the chemical thujone in it to make you trip. It's like a negligible amount.
Yeah.
A lot of people will take it absinthe and then steep wormwood in it, right? And make basically a wormwood extract with the absinthe. And that could definitely make you trip. Yeah.
Yeah, but it would be a lot because I have both. The absinthe and
wormwood.
Yeah. And that's part of the ritual is using both of those for what I do.
Gotcha.
But I guess, David, do you have any thoughts on the Al Ghul?
Not that's already been covered. I'm thinking, you know, take his word for it, but I'm thinking probably an out-of-body experience. Not necessarily like an abduction, but...
What if...
You know.
What if he did have an out-of-body experience and it was just a search copter looking for somebody and it's just conveniently timed? Oh, and they're just like, shit, he got abducted by a UFO! And it was just somebody trying to find like a lot... Like trying to find one of the old men from the Golden Corral episode we did. Just trying to find some old man that wandered off. He's like, I'm going to go hunting one last time. And he's lost in the fucking woods. And the helicopter. And it's just like conveniently timed. And they're just like aliens. sorry, John. I mean, no disrespect. I just have to go with where my brain takes me because I've been smoking a lot. So.
He had to know we were going to make fun of him a little bit.
Yeah, he had to know. All right, and let's see. I'm trying to keep this under an hour 10, so I guess we will go with the videos I showed everybody the other day of, there's several videos, and I will post them on our website when this episode unlocks. And it is the first video I saw was of a room, and it's you hear just a little bit of movement, and then you see a bar stool at like just move suddenly. And then there's another video where other things are moving by themselves, just like slightly. And then the final video is of a child talking to somebody and saying goodbye. I'm going to read you what this person said when I talked to them. The incidences occur at random times throughout the day, but not every day. Just sometimes 2 to 2 to 4 times a week, and sometimes it will stop for a whole week. I moved to this complex on the first day of July this year. I would say the first incident occurred about 3 days after we moved in. I was in the bedroom with my son and heard what sounded like small feet running in the living room. I didn't get the Wyze camera until just recently because I started seeing shadows from the corner of my eye in the hall while I was in the living room. About 4 days after I got the camera is when the bar stool incident occurred, and since then I've caught a few other things happening, and that's where the other videos have, you know, come in and you show me. By the way, his apartment is literally right next to like a 10-acre cemetery. It's a big cemetery. He like sent me a video of him driving around the cemetery, and I probably won't post that one just because I don't want anybody doxing or trying to figure out where this guy is. And that's out of respect. Like, that's why I don't give locations out, because I know that we probably have a couple of crazy people that are just like, I'm gonna find this shit. No offense, crazy people, keep listening. We love you. But other tenants have said that they're hearing things too. One of the stories he told me was that an old woman that lives next to him says she can hear a baby crying in the apartment above her, but there's nobody in that apartment. Nobody lives there. And he went to his management, and they said other tenants are complaining about ghosts too, and they shrugged it off. They're just like, what the fuck do you want us to do about it? It's not like fucking like insects or like,
it's like the sheriff's department. It's like, this is out of our hands.
This is out of our fucking league. What do you want us to do about it?
Call the Ghostbusters. If it's
all the Ghostbusters,
obviously.
Isn't that just like management of a fucking apartment or something like that?
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you do. I
mean, what do you expect them to do?
Ghosts aren't covered in the policy. I'm sorry.
We don't have a ghost clause.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but basically, no harm. From what this person said, there's no harm. They don't even feel threatened by the ghosts. So they're just like, whatever. And it's not like it's just happening to them. It's happening to everybody. So, like, my general feeling is it's just somebody passing through, like, different people, whatever it may be. He did let me know that his apartment unit did burn down before that, 2 years before he moved in there, but nobody died. So I think that it's a big cemetery, and I think maybe it's a couple loose spirits of some kind that are just wandering in and out of these different people's apartments. Now, I got to say, I would ask for my deposit back personally when I move. I'd be like, I had goddamn ghosts and you didn't do shit about it. Give me my deposit back. I don't care if the carpet's dirty.
Sir, it's not covered.
Yeah, I know. It's not covered.
Fine print.
You can leave a fucking apartment.
Is this your signature?
Yeah. You can leave an apartment goddamn immaculate in there. I'm going to give you that goddamn deposit back.
No. Mm-mm.
I say if they're not being aggressive, if there's no bad feelings, they should try to like make contact and make friends with them.
Yeah.
Or see if they can help them move on, you know.
Yeah.
give the stereotypical you've passed, it's okay for you to move on.
Yeah. And it seems to communicate more with his son, and that's the last part. My son is actually the one that communicates with whatever it is. Whenever the video with the voice telling him goodbye happened, I was cleaning the room and heard him talking to someone, and there are instances where he's on his bed and gets up as if he sees someone in the hallway, and he talks to no one visible. But it doesn't seem like how we ended our conversation was, I was like, hey, these are some things that, you know, I've heard and I've learned about doing these things. And he's like, nah, I'm actually okay with it because they're not, he's like, it's kind of surreal and it doesn't bother me. I mean, if they're going out into different apartments and they're not solely focusing on you, it may not be so bad.
Yeah. It's not surprising that the little kid is getting the most interaction either. No. I mean, at all.
Yeah.
And no negativity from it. Like, right. I asked him the usual spiel that I ask people to deal with. Go, do you feel physically drained, fatigued, lethargic, nauseous, headaches? And he's like, no, feel great. So I don't see anything negative with it. So if he's cool with visitors popping in and out, have at it.
Coexist
happily.
I wonder if this is like the spirit world version of like a train station. There's like a bunch of people moving all over, and then like every now and then one of them kind of bumps into the bar stool. It's like, oh shit, sorry about that, dude.
that's a cool idea. Yeah.
Now, one thing I did not show anybody was this. He sent this to me like 2 hours before we were recording, and well, he sent it to me much earlier than that, but I didn't get it until 2 hours before we were recording. And another a ghost YouTube channel that likes to, that specializes in ghosts found a picture, like took a picture, a still picture, where they see a shadow next to like the bar stool, and I'll post that in the chat, and I'll see what I can do about maybe sharing that outside of that. But you know, wasn't me that found it. I didn't really focus too much on the videos. I just boosted the volume into it to see if I could hear things and just some chatter and stuff, but nothing decipherable, at least to me. Now I hear like the video of the sun saying goodbye to somebody, and I hear something that's faint, but I can't get it enough for where I can understand it. So, but looking at the other videos, I'm going to take his word for it. I think it's legit.
That's interesting. It's just a random, odd set of occurrences.
Mm-hmm.
It's good that, you know, it's no harm being done.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem to be doing any, like, the most damaging video I probably saw was, like, a spray bottle getting, like, tossed, and it wasn't even tossed with a lot of force.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're not tossing my valuables, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'd be super fascinated.
Yeah.
I have my Ouija board out every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that you found a box.
Excited. Yeah. My dad is moving to Oregon, which is a very far away from where I am right now. Mm-hmm. So he is just giving me a whole bunch of stuff that he doesn't want to take and that I can't let him throw away, which included two very large boxes of board games, which contained a Ouija board, and I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
We need to do a special episode. One of our bonus episodes will just be us doing the board. I'm down.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm totally down. I think that's a good idea. I think we need to do that for a bonus episode. Yeah. Not one where we answer anybody's questions, but we answer other things questions.
We could do that in December or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. We can do that for our December episode.
Yeah. Cool.
Andy, what's your thoughts on this gentleman?
I kind of like David's way station idea. I don't know. It does. I get the feeling that it does sound like there's a lot of different spirits involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which does imply some kind of nexus of some sort. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I would be interested to know the history of the land too, if possible. I don't know. Not everyone obviously has that, you know, knows where to find that information, but you never know what the place is built on top of. I mean, because if you had, you know, battlegrounds or anything where a lot of death took place.
That's where my mind went. I know where he's at, and I don't know how the codes are there, but I feel like most places I've been to and lived in, and I've lived in a few places in this country, is that I've never seen any kind of residential be that close to a cemetery that wasn't a family cemetery.
Yeah.
And that was the thing that puzzled me was I was like, that apartment complex is really fucking close to a cemetery. So made me go, maybe that cemetery's old and maybe there was some markers there that like people didn't know about and they buried on top
of it. Well, he could, you know, look into that, or they could actually look into at some of the markers, you know, what's the oldest one you can find. And that gives you kind of
gives you an idea.
Some kind of dating as to how old the cemetery is, at the very least.
Yeah.
You know, it's something to work with. and then you can go from there. But obviously, depending on how, you know, obviously it's huge, so I don't know. That would be kind of hard to do, but you could probably just walk in and ask them, just be like, I'm really curious, like, what's the oldest tombstone here?
Yeah,
you know,
good. Yeah,
I don't think they would be weirded out by that.
No. Or just like, just ask for the general history. When was this cemetery established?
Morticians are probably already weird enough as it is. I don't think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they would be just excited just to answer people's questions without.
Oh, you're living. You're alive.
You're alive, and you want to talk to me, really?
And not grieving.
And not grieving, and not wanting to cry. I'd be the worst funeral mortician director ever.
Don't get me wrong. I'm glad morticians exist. I'm glad there's people that like to work with the dead.
Yeah.
But it's everyone I've ever met is a little off. A little off.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. That's one thing they could do, though, for sure. Yeah. I mean, maybe they can figure out kind of a dating for the area and then the cemetery itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad idea. But that's my thoughts, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Just get more history. At the very least, you could find out if something happened to make a weak point there, like a lot of violence or something. But it doesn't sound, usually those kind of places are like kind of cursed land and draw evil spirits. So maybe it's something the opposite. Maybe it's blessed land. I don't know. You know,
maybe
positive spirits are drawn to it.
Yeah, and like there's been like from the only negative thing I've heard is the baby crying. And that's not exactly negative. It would just probably get on my fucking nerves.
Yeah. that would suck to be a baby spirit, like a spirit baby.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
You wouldn't even know what to do. Like, how do you even move on?
That's what someone needs to help that little baby move on.
Yeah. Just pick it up and throw it through the white hole. Go. Go into the light.
Yeet. Good luck.
Oh, God.
YOLO. Not for very long.
Not for very
God.
Da-dum.
Okay, I'm done. 7 hours of sleep in the past 48 hours.
Oh, Jesus. Go to bed.
That'll do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go
pass out.
Yeah, go pass out.
I'm not there yet. I have drugs. Nicotine. Caffeine.
I gotcha.
That's all I need in life.
Yeah.
No food, no water, just living through.
I'm a breatharian. Yeah, have you ever heard of breatharians? Yeah. I'm a breatharian, but the breath contains nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The only sustenance one needs.
Yep. Indeed.
Indeed.
Nicotine coffee. It's fantastic.
Is that a real thing? Like nicotine coffee?
Nicotine coffee?
Yes, David, it is.
Coffee and cigarettes exist.
Well, no, I'm thinking like coffee with.
It's not like the case. It's real.
Absolutely. It's a real thing.
It's real. Dumb.
What you do is you just take a cigarette, crush it into your coffee.
Oh, grinds. That's so gross.
It's like those bulletproof motherfuckers that are putting butter. Instead of putting butter in their coffee to burn fat, they're just like, I'm just going to grind some tobacco into this coffee and have the shits for an hour.
It's a Marlboro. Just put that in there.
Oh, it sounds so disgusting.
Yeah, doesn't it? Jesus.
Ugh.
It's a writer's breakfast.
A writer's breakfast. Yeah, it's true. It's what I do.
And then for their meal, they just like munch on like fresh tobacco leaves.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well,
all good.
The baby bunny is being a.
My rabbit is trying to destroy my room. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, rip.
Well,
I had to parent my child.
Parent the child. Well, does anybody have any thoughts on anything we talked about tonight besides?
I think the monolith is just a stunt, a publicity stunt.
I think so too. I think it's somebody trying to be like the American version of Banksy.
Yeah, I mean, aliens would be way cooler.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Right. Aliens would be way cooler. Yeah,
crop circles have been done to death. So now that's, you know. Although the thing about crop circles, I do have to say this: the complexity of some of the ones I've seen. There's no fucking way a bunch of drunk people with ropes and boards are fucking in the middle of the night creating some of these fucking masterpieces of art. Like maybe I some guess it's possible. Some of them, but
yeah.
Some of them, absolutely, but there's some that are extremely complex. And
I know.
Yeah, again, it's possible.
And to go off of what you said about it's like the new crop circles, I didn't get much information on it, so I didn't, you know, talk about it too much, but there was another steel-looking monolith found in Romania today.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was people were automatically like, the forums that I check were just like, no, it's bullshit because the dirt was freshly dug.
This could just be viral marketing.
For what? For jewels. They're just like, they're mad. They're mad that the FDA's onto them. So they're just like, we are going to get our market share back by saying even the aliens love cool mint. Nicotine.
Coleman nicotine. No, but really, though, like, remember all the stuff they did for Cloverfield?
Yeah.
Like, all that complex viral marketing built into the real world, which I think is cool. I mean, I hate marketing and advertising, to be blunt, but that kind of like making a game out of it, though, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, I got to admit. So it could just be something like that. Who knows?
Yeah. It could be something like that, or it could have been like some kind of weird statement. Yeah, a weird kind of Banksy type artist. And then other people could were just like, look at the attention this got, and they created their own. I'm sure we're going to see probably more steel metal monoliths in the near future because of just like how much, like, it trended for 2 days on Twitter beginning of the week. And at the end of the week. So, I'm sure we're going to see more in the coming weeks and months. But I'm with you. I don't think it's aliens. I think it would be cooler if it was aliens, like Caitlin said. But I think it is just some kind of artistic expression or some kind of marketing.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see a lot more of this kind of weird stuff, too, in the future. Because, I mean, we literally had a banana drilled into a wall in fucking New York, and that was considered art. That sold for $50,000 or some shit. It's like ridiculous.
Damn.
What's that actor that was in Indiana Jones 4?
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, you remember when he did that when Trump was it in 2016?
Yeah.
I think it was against Trump or whatever, but he did that. Yeah, that art piece. Oh, God. He's a fun rabbit hole to go down. You know, just look up just videos and videos and videos. He's an interesting guy, to say the least. Yeah. Modern art.
Well, I guess we'll call that a wrap then. If you like what you hear, you can subscribe to us on any podcast platform of choice. I've given that spiel so many times, I'm not going to do it. But if you want us to answer your questions, email us or come to thehighkind.com and just click contact. And I get a lot of weird shit that I filter through, but I try to, if it's a good story, I tell it.
There's some good ones tonight, though.
Yeah. If there's a good one, or one that piques my interest that I think everybody else would like, I bring it to the table. But on that note, have a good night.
Bye.